We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
There will be more to come from Governor Murphy at his afternoon briefing, but New Jersey is heading to mostly mail-in voting this November.
The July primary was a trial run for voting by mail, and the governor says he likes what he saw.
It was a success. Not perfect, but overwhelmingly a success.
Governor Murphy telling CNN, it doesn't matter what party you're in, everybody gets a ballot. And you can either mail it in or drop it off.
We're going to have more presence of secure drop boxes, make sure there is that physical in-voting capacity.
Voting can still be done in person with provisional ballots to guard against voting twice. As for fraud,
you never could say you bat 1,000, but I'm pretty sure that we have a higher probability of being hit by lightning.
Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The White House says Robert Trump, the younger brother of the president, is hospitalized here in New York. Sources describe him as very ill. It's unclear what the cause of the illness is. The White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, says the president will provide more details later. President Trump is heading to his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, later today. He'll deliver remarks to the New York City Patrolman's Benevolent Association. He's been highly critical of Mayor de Blasio over the spike in shootings and crime in the city. The president has stirred controversy surrounding Joe Biden's running mate Kamala Harris and the conspiracy theory that she is not eligible to run for VP because her parents were immigrants. Correspondent Mary Bruce reports.
The Trump campaign and the president are now encouraging this false and racist conspiracy theory, questioning Kamala Harris's eligibility to be vice president. They're raising concerns about her parents' immigration status at the time that she was born. So let's be very clear on this. Kamala Harris was born in Oakland, California. She is an American citizen based on the 14th Amendment.
The president says he's against more funding for the Postal Service in the stimulus package proposed by Democrats, acknowledging that would starve the agency of money it needs to process a surge in mail-in ballots. He has confirmed that he intends to give his Republican National Convention acceptance speech from the White House lawn, despite critics saying the location is inappropriate and violates federal law. Dr. Anthony Fauci was interviewed by actor Matthew McConaughey on Instagram Live, and they discussed coronavirus and the search for a vaccine.
True or false? We are a minimum of 6 months from a vaccine, but more likely we are a year or more out from getting a vaccine.
No, likely the end of this current year, the beginning of 2021. Moderate numbers of doses will be available. As we get well into 2021, we should have enough for everybody.
Fauci did warn that if the U.S. allowed coronavirus infections to run rampant to achieve possible herd immunity, the death toll would be massive, especially among vulnerable people. In California, the number of COVID-19 cases has now surpassed 600,000. Here's correspondent Stephanie Elam.
It took just 2 weeks to get from 500,000 to 600,000. So it shows you how much that was growing. The virus was growing here in the state during that time. But to put the deaths into perspective, as what we saw in New York State, New York having more than 32,800 cases. So they are by far ahead in the number of deaths. But still, the concern here is that these cases could turn into deaths here in the state.
The COVID death toll in the U.S. has pushed past 167,000. A North Jersey hospital that struggled at the start of the pandemic is looking at the possibility of a resurgence in the fall.
With cases of the coronavirus increasing among children in the United States, so far here, though, at Holy Name, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Jarrett says they're just not seeing it in North Jersey. His message to parents about their kids returning to the classroom, as long as that school has safeguards in place.
And I would allow my kids to go back. I also understand parents who would be reluctant to do that. I wouldn't judge them at all. Because we don't know when that vaccine is going to be available, and because we've seen such low levels of disease in northern New Jersey, that it is okay to cautiously open schools.
He says when the vaccine does arrive,
either some sort of vaccine that provides long-term immunity, like a measles vaccine, which does that, or it will be a vaccine that is required every year. And if I had to make an educated guess, I would say right now it's probably a yearly vaccine.
Now, 5 months after this is one of the initial hotspots of the COVID outbreak at Holy Name, it is quiet for now. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Teaneck.
A report card ranks New York State worst in the nation for economic outlook to recover from the pandemic. The American Legislative Council, a conservative think tank, pointed to high taxes and state debt. It said the only way New York can climb out of the hole is through pro-growth policies, eliminating government regulation and slashing taxes. New York was joined by New Jersey and Vermont in the bottom three. The council ranked Utah and Wyoming as having the best economic outlooks. City Controller Scott Stringer has released an updated audit that finds the city DOT has failed to maintain street signs or fails to keep track of the ones that need repair and replacement. He says the first audit in 3 years ago, found the same issues, and not much has been done to improve the process, especially when people call 311 to complain. The DOT is pushing back. It says it maintains signage by working with neighborhoods rather than only responding to 311 requests, but it is willing to make improvements. Stringer says he would like to see the DOT keep a database to keep track of requests. A New York tradition will not happen this year due to the pandemic. We will not see the tribute in light during the year's 9/11 anniversary. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Across the nation, people look toward the two beams of light shining onto the heavens from Lower Manhattan as they remember the people who were killed on 9/11. But this year, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum said the tribute in lights would not take place because of coronavirus health concerns for the crew. A written statement said, quote, "This incredibly difficult decision was reached in consultation with our partners after concluding the health risks during the pandemic were far too great," end quote. Instead, skyscrapers across New York will be lit up in blue lights on the 9/11 anniversary.
There is an objection from Joey Lombardo of Staten Island. He works with the electricians who set up the tribute in lights. He disputes the reason for not allowing the lights this year, and his crew of 10 are the only ones who need to be in close proximity. He says they're on the job that way all the time.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.